There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
CNN Underscored has ideas for everything you need for a special Valentine's Day this February 14th. We have so many unique Valentine's Day gift ideas to make an impression, along with recommendations for jewelry and flower delivery services if you want to stick to the classics. Or set the mood for an at-home date night with our suggestions for romantic decor. Valentine's Day isn't just for your significant other. You can shower your kids and best friends with love, too. Visit Underscored.com for all the Valentine's Day recommendations you'll love to shop.
Apple Card is the credit card created by Apple. You earn 3% daily cash back when you use it to buy the new Apple Vision Pro or any products at Apple. And you can automatically grow your daily cash at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a high-yield savings account. Apply for Apple Card in the Wallet app on iPhone. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Apple Card and savings by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Black excellence, black affection, black culture. It's all free this week as Xfinity celebrates Black History Month with unlocked shows, movies, and specials. Take a look at modern relationships with Anatomy of Black Love from Revolt. Sample exciting flavors with New Soul Kitchen from Cleo TV. Toast to living legends in the Urban One Honors from TV One. And find a new favorite jam from iHeartRadio's Fly Nation playlist. Watch new entertainment every single week for free. No strings attached. Say free this week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Agriculture is responsible for an estimated 17% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. And within the category of agriculture, cattle produce the most greenhouse gases. And it's because of burps. Cattle emit a massive amount of methane through belching, with a lesser amount through flatulence. Statistics vary regarding exactly how much on average, as some experts say it's some 100 to 200 liters per day, while others say it's up to 500. In any case, that is a lot of methane, an amount comparable to the pollution produced by a car in a day. On a global scale, these methane emissions are about as much of a problem as emissions from the oil and gas industry at large. And the problem is expected to increase. Demand for meat and milk is growing as the human population grows, and as more populations around the world are becoming able to afford it. Methane is relatively short-lived in our atmosphere. It only sticks around for about 12 years, as opposed to the hundreds or thousands that carbon dioxide can last. But methane's effects are much more powerful. Its contribution to global warming is about 28 times that of carbon dioxide while it lasts. This is part of why some climate activists and scientists are urging people who have a choice in their diet to choose less beef so that the world will keep fewer cattle and decrease those emissions. But, okay, let's talk about why cattle produce so much methane. Cows, goats, sheep, and several other animals belong to a class of creatures called ruminants. Ruminants have four stomachs, and they digest their food in those stomachs instead of in intestines, as humans do. Ruminants eat food, regurgitate it as cud, and then chew and swallow it again. The stomachs are filled with bacteria and other microbes that aid in digestion, but those microbes also produce methane. The same process happens in humans too, albeit on a smaller scale. When we fart, we are in fact passing our microbes' farts out. Life is wondrous. But okay, this became a problem with the development of large-scale agriculture in the mid-20th century, when farming became a big business for some companies. Farms became consolidated into large enterprises with many thousands of animals across large acreage. Before then, grazing areas were filled with a variety of grasses and flowers that grew naturally, offering a diverse diet for cows and other ruminants. However, in order to improve the efficiency of feeding livestock, many of these pastures became reseeded with perennial ryegrass. With the aid of artificial fertilizers, perennial ryegrass grows quickly and in huge quantities. The downside is that it lacks the nutritious content of other grasses and prevents more nutritious plants from growing. It's been called the fast food of grass. This simple diet allows many cows to be fed, but it inhibits digestion. This is where the methane comes in. The difficult-to-digest grass ferments in the cow's stomachs, where it interacts with microbes and produces gas. Research into how to improve the situation has been going on for at least 20 years. There are lots of ideas out there, such as breeding and feeding beef cattle so that they produce more meat, thus reducing the number of cattle needed to meet meat demand. The same goes for improving milk production in dairy cows. There are also efforts to alter cattle's diet so that they produce less gas in the first place. For example, a team of researchers in Germany created a pill to trap gas in a cow's rumen, its first stomach, and convert the methane into glucose. However, the pill requires a strict diet and structured feeding times, which don't lend themselves well to grazing. Other experiments have tried supplements like garlic or garlic extracts, the idea being that garlic contains compounds that can kill off some of the microbes that produce methane. It works, though with variable amounts of success. And don't worry, it doesn't make their milk taste like garlic. Seaweed is also under investigation as a dietary supplement. One study out of UC Davis found that replacing just 1% of cattle's normal diet with seaweed led to a 60% decrease in methane production. Of course, growing enough seaweed and getting cattle to eat it may prove difficult. Many researchers are investigating ways to alter what livestock eat and to mix the best of old cow pastures, diverse, naturally growing, and nutrient-rich grasses and other plants, with the best of the new, fast-growing and resistant to invasive species. One possibility is to increase the ability of beneficial, nutrient-rich plants and flowers to grow alongside the fast-growing grasses commonly used in pastures. Another branch of research focuses on plants that are high in tannins, which are believed to lower methane levels in ruminants and boost milk production, though excessively high levels are harmful to the animal's growth. Yet another possibility exists in trapping the methane gas and using it as energy or selling it back to the electrical grid. Some farmers already extract methane from livestock waste, but that doesn't solve the bigger problem of belched methane. Harnessing that methane would mean trapping it in the air, which, again, isn't really conducive to letting cattle do what they do best, which is wander and graze. It's a difficult problem, but people all over the planet are working to better understand cattle's digestive systems and make them better for the planet. Who knew cow burps could cause so much excitement? Today's episode is based on the article, Do Cows Pollute as Much as Cars? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jacob Silverman. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
No one likes to talk about money. Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? What if you could unlock insights about your finances in less than 5 minutes with a clear picture of where you stand today and where your money can work harder? Now you can. Visit Facet.com to take the free quiz and get your financial wellness score today. That's FACET.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC-registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
As someone who lives for politics, when a major scandal unfolds,
it was shocking.
I have to know, what were they thinking? backroom deals,
huge amounts of money,
CIA secrets,
sets off a firestorm in Washington,
affairs.
No way this guy's got a mistress.
Corruption.
I knew I was a dead man.
Warning, it's even messier than you thought.
United States of Scandal with Jake Tapper. Premieres Sunday, February 18th at 9 on CNN.
Hey, hey, it's Malcolm Gladwell, host of Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Your elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive entirely its own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.